One of the most important and fundamental principles that you need to understand to be able to make it through this rise of AI and, you know, this rise of AI generated content and all the changes that are coming to the book industry and the movie industry because of AI content. The key thing to understand is that if you assert control over the content that you ingest, then AI can be your ally. It can be your best friend. You can automate agents to go out and find the things that you are interested in and the things that you need to learn and things that can enhance your life, your skills, your viability to an employer, whatever the case may be, things that are fulfilling to you. Whereas if you leave things on their default settings, you know, in an operating system or a web browser or whatever, if you leave things on default, you're going to be fed a bunch of lies and propaganda and bogus false information. You're going to be manipulated and controlled. So think about this. It's already this way in certain aspects, but AI is going to amplify this effect. But right now, for example, if you have a new computer and you launch a web browser, and you're going to find out, well, that web browser has as its default Google as the search engine. Well, Google's not a search engine. Google is a disinformation engine. It's an anti-knowledge system that's designed to hide key knowledge from humanity. That's my assessment of it. And so if you use the default, you're never going to know things like vaccines are dangerous, or you're never going to know the history about false flags. You're never going to know the truth about 9/11, et cetera, et cetera. You're never going to know that there are natural cures for cancer. Many of them. But if you change your search engine, or more importantly, if you go outside of a search engine and you use, for example, our free AI model at brighteon.ai, well, now you're going to be able to ask it about cancer cures and you're going to get good information that's been hidden from you by Google. Or you're going to be able to ask for the truth about vaccines, how toxic are aluminum adjuvants, for example. You're going to get the truth. So it's up to you to control the content that you ingest. And I call that managing your attention tokens. So your brain is a neural network, and you have a certain amount of attention every day. And I use the term tokens to describe units of attention, because tokens are units of meaning in AI systems. But you only have so many attention tokens each day, and it's really not that many. You can only ingest a certain amount of information that's fairly limited on any given day, because you have other things that you have to do as well. You have to eat, you have to poop, you have to sleep, you have to shower maybe occasionally. You know, you've got to do other things, and you might have a job. You might have other obligations, you know, like I got to clean out the chicken house and collect eggs and feed the dogs and whatever. So you only have a certain amount of attention tokens each day. Who controls those attention tokens? Right now, in your life, who controls the attention tokens for your consciousness? If you are one of those people, and I've known families like this, who used to have cable TV turned on all the time in their house, the TV was always on in the background. It was just like, it was like another character in the house. It's crazy. If you were there having a conversation, the TV was on. If you were there enjoying a meal, the TV was on, right? TV's just on constantly. Well, who controls what comes across the TV? Well, obviously the network broadcasters, and especially somebody that tunes it to something like CNN, you're just going to get lies and propaganda the whole time. Now, granted, you could change the channel, but all the channels are controlled by the same roughly five media companies. So you're not really changing the channel. You're just getting a different version of the same agenda. And you don't control that content. And that's also a characteristic of broadcast technology, which is a one-to-many content transmission technology. One broadcaster broadcasts their content to many, many people. And that's true when it comes to radio or book publishing. You know, one author broadcasts the same book to many, many people. or, you know, movies or what have you, right? It's one to many. Well, what AI dramatically changes, especially with all those different types of content, is that now you can customize what you choose to ingest in terms of content. And if you do choose to customize that content, now you are asserting control over it. And we're already starting to see the development of AI agents that are like news crawler type of agents. We've launched a site called censored.news that functions on much of this principle. It crawls news sites, gives you trends that are emerging trends in each of 8 different categories from food and health and tech and science, etc., and finance. And then you can choose what you want to ingest off of that. That's up to you to decide. You get to pick what you want to bring in to your consciousness. You can listen to the podcast if you want to, or you can skip it. You know, all kinds of options. You can analyze different trends if you want to, but it's up to you. So now we're talking about customized personal news. And as these AI agents become more advanced, you'll be able to tell an agent, hey, I'm interested in, I don't know, food preservation, or I'm interested in cold fusion, or I'm interested in like spacecraft or whatever, you know, exploring other planets. And it will go out and find all the different kinds of news that fit that format. And you can even tell it, I only want sources from alternative media. I don't trust the mainstream media. I don't trust CNN, New York Times, Washington Post, CIA, RAG, all that stuff. You can tell it to go get the information from the sources or the kind of sources that you prefer. And it will go get all that information. Okay? It'll gather it back. It'll bring it to you. And then you can tell it, and this is coming up. You're going to see this. You can tell it, well, here's the format that I want that information in. I want it as a podcast. I want it as an article. I want it as a book. I want it as a PDF executive summary. I want it as a debate, you know, two people debating about the subject. I want it as a movie. I want it as a graphic novel. I want it as a TV show. I want it as a sitcom. I want, you know, the sky's the limit. I want it as a mini documentary. I want it to be 8 minutes in length. So create a documentary of all the things that you went out and gathered and then give it to me in 8 minutes. Okay, boom, it can do that. It's going to do that. This is what you're going to see with AI agents and then choosing how you spend your attention tokens. Now, your attention is the most valuable thing in your life, actually. I mean, fundamentally, your attention determines everything else. You give attention to the wrong things and your life gets worse. For example, you know, watching TV with interruption advertising, which is practically obsolete at this point. You don't need any more interruption advertising. What do you need? You need knowledge. You need skills. You need inspiration. I mean, I don't know. You tell me, what do you need? But you can describe it to the AI agent and it will go out and find that for you and it will give it to you in the format that you want. That's the future of content ingestion. And for those of you who are in marketing and advertising, that is also why there is no future in interruption advertising. There's no future in it. There's no future in banner ads. Even though today you see a lot of banner ads, and even we have banner ads on our website, but I know that's going away. And there are some sites that are just nothing but ads. Seems like the last time I visited the UK Daily Mail website, I couldn't even find the article because there were so many ads covering the whole freaking page popping up and expanding. I'm like, oh my God, is there an article under all this? I couldn't even find it. So that's all going to be obsolete. You know why? Because humans aren't going to go to the UK Daily Mail website. You're not going to go to Natural News yourself. You're going to have your AI agent do it. Your agent is going to pull down the news that you need. And then news publishers, if they're smart, as we are going to create indexes that are much easier for AI agents to follow. So you're going to see these changes on naturalnews.com. More and more websites will begin to morph into sites that are built for AI crawlers more than human eyeballs. And again, that's going to be the smart players who do that. Human eyeballs will become fewer and fewer, and AI crawlers will become more and more prominent as agents scour the internet. And you're going to have open source crawlers also, of course, that will go out and get the information that you want. So you don't have to use, you know, Perplexity, or you don't have to use Anthropic. You don't have to use whatever the Google version is going to be of this. You can go out and get an alternative version. And that's true in everything. Just like right now, you can use an Android phone that's a Google operating system that spies on you. Or you can use a de-Googled phone, like abovephone.com, right? You have a de-Googled phone, doesn't spy on you. Oh, I should mention, if you go to abovephone.com/Brighteon, they now ship Brighteon edition phones that have our AI model pre-installed on the phone, locally. Like, you can run our AI on the freaking phone with no internet. You can run it in airplane mode. How cool is that? It runs on the phone. Unbelievable. That's abovephone.com/Brighteon. And see, that's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to choose the alternative tool for everything. Choose the alternative browser. Choose the alternative search. Choose the alternative news index. Choose the alternatives that are more aligned with your interests and your point of view, the things that you want to learn, the things that you know are going to make you a better human, make you more capable of surviving, more capable of thriving, more capable of earning money or launching a new business that's successful, more capable of protecting your health, et cetera, et cetera. So what you are seeing from us today, right now, as we launch brightu.ai, that's our current AI engine website, or censored.news, like I mentioned before, that's just the beginning. It's just the beginning of where this is going. I'm only getting started, folks. And, you know, I'm getting good at vibe coding. I now know how to make the vibe coding engines do what I want. And there's a learning curve there. But I figured it out quite effectively. And now I don't even need an R&D team to build and launch new projects. So now there's no limits, okay? The number of projects that I just have in my own head that I want to build and launch is over 20 right now. And as vibe coding gets faster and more effective, you're going to be able to use tools more effectively to build whatever ideas that you can imagine and describe. You will have to describe them. And you're going to be describing them in the prompting. And in order to prompt effectively, you have to know what the heck you want. And in order to know what you want, you got to think clearly in your own head first. And that's why people who say AI makes you stupid, they're not using it correctly. AI makes you smart because it forces you to rethink what you want and how you're going to achieve it. Or I've said this before, if you're using AI and you're getting dumbed down, you're using it wrong. If you're using AI and you feel freaking smart, you feel like, oh my God, I'm the best human that I've ever been with this, then you're using it correctly. You will have more clarity of thought. You will learn faster. You will have bigger and better ideas. You will have more success with your ideas because you will be able to identify risks in advance. You'll be able to identify strategies for success more quickly. You'll be able to be a better person with AI if you're using it correctly. But that all comes down to the topic of this podcast, which is controlling your attention tokens. What are you paying attention to? Like right now, you're paying attention to this podcast. You've made a decision that the time you've invested in listening to these words is worth it for your own advancement. Now, I agree with you. That's a good investment. Hopefully, you're learning really amazing things right now, things that are going to spur ideas in your head, things that are going to help you to be a better person and have more success in whatever way you define it. But that's a choice that you have actively made. So you're already in this process. You're doing this naturally right now. And you're probably the kind of person who can never turn that off. You're not going to go back to just, you know, turn on CNN and whatever. That's not you. You're the kind of person that's going to use the best technologies or information, the best sources that are truthful, that are honest, that align with your values, in order to bring you the information that's going to help your life get better. And on my side, my obligation and my mission is to continue to make sure that your choice to spend your attention tokens listening to this podcast, that your choice is rewarding and worth it. So you spend 5 minutes with me, you're going to get more than 5 minutes of value out of the knowledge. And as long as I can keep doing that, then we got a great thing going together. You and I, you know? And I am dedicated to that. And I'm going to keep bringing you new tools and new realizations and tips and techniques for how to be the best person that you can be in whatever way, whatever that means to you. And we're going to use the tools available today in order to achieve that, whatever they may happen to be. And we're going to pursue a life of integrity with high moral values and a life that is pro-human. And we're going to value life and we're going to value honesty. You know, this is important to me, and I think it's important to you, that I've often said that only low IQ people have to make money by ripping off others. But high IQ people can earn money by giving to others. If you give to others and you help solve problems and you contribute to the world, you will experience financial rewards as a result. But you got to be informed. So that's what this is all about. So let me give you my tools and then I'll wrap this up. Go to censored.news to stay up to date on the news. And the site's been pretty stable lately. It's only glitched a couple of times. I've figured out some really good techniques to keep it online. And then go to brighteon.ai, which will forward you to brightyou.ai. And because that's not going to be the permanent place. It's going to be at brighteon.ai ultimately. But that's the site where you'll be able to use our AI engine for free. And then we've launched vaccineforensics.com, which is our AI engine with a special focus on vaccine research and documenting vaccine dangers, harms, side effects, ingredients, science studies that show those things and much more. So that's all at vaccineforensics.com. And then watch for more amazing stuff. You can follow me at brighteon.com. And I'm going to be launching some new things. I've already kind of teased this publicly, but I'm launching a new site where you can instantly generate an entire book completely free and download it on any subject. Any subject. So you want a book about, I don't know, the Norse gods or something? Yeah. Hey, great. You want a book about archaeology? You want a book about snorkeling? I don't know, whatever. You want a book, a do-it-yourself book about home plumbing? Yeah, you got it. Any book that you want can be instantly generated and instantly downloaded. Well, okay, not exactly instantly, but it takes a couple of minutes. Okay. So it's going to generate the book, and then it's going to email you when it's done. And you're going to love it. You're going to love it. Oh, and if you don't love it, just go back to the website and ask for a different book. Just say, oh, I want this book, but I want it to cover this and this and this. And don't forget this and that. And then regenerate. Okay, boom. A few minutes later, it arrives in your email inbox. And it's free. Did I mention it's free? It's totally free. So that, yeah, and that's just the beginning. That's just the beginning. Okay, with the power of compute, there's nothing we can't do in the digital realm. So get ready. It's going to be interesting. Follow all my websites and my podcasts, etc. Your life will get better as a result, and you will be more free, and you will have more choices about what you want to ingest using your attention tokens. Your life will get better. You will love it. So thank you for tuning in. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, the founder of all the Brighteon platforms, and now an AI developer of tools for humanity. So thanks for listening. Take care. Welcome to day two of our Black Friday special sale event. This is our deepest discounts of the year. We only do this once a year here at healthrangerstore.com. Today, our theme is superfoods and supplements, and we've got
an extraordinary lineup for you of discounts and bonus items, going to make it worth your time, worth your dollar. Let me just walk through this for you. So first of all, when you spend in any order, you're going to get our new Natural News Magazine, Volume 7. This is a fan favorite. This is a collector's edition. And this is free for you, even though it's a $25 value. It's filled with articles, how-to information. It's just an extraordinary collection of great value and knowledge. That's included with every order. Then if you order $99 or more, then you get our first mystery gift, which is right there. That's apple slices and mango slices that are soft and chewy, certified organic, laboratory tested. And that's free. So together with the magazine, that's almost $32 value. And then if you order $199 or more, then you get the tier two gift on top of that, which is the super protein vanilla flavor there. That's the center pouch. And then finally, if you order $299 or more, you get all those gifts. Plus you get the pumpkin spice latte, which is of course a seasonal favorite. Everybody loves it. Super clean ingredients, laboratory tested, certified organic, all of that. And we test everything for, you know, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, total plate count, glyphosate, and other tests depending on the product. And that altogether, that's $101 value right there that's free to you during this sale event. So if today, if you order $299 or more, you'll get $100 in bonus items. And this continues each day. And we have different bonuses each day through the rest of the sale. But let me tell you about the doorbuster discounts that are available right now. I've got some of those shown here on my desk. Hydrate Elementals, which is organic coconut water, and Aquamin, just an incredible mineral array. That's an additional 20% off. The 5G defense powder with the SOD protection against peroxynitrite production, that's 20% off. Collagen joint support with our black currant, those are the instant stick packs, that's 20% off in addition to its normal discounted price. We've got the Garden Harvest Blend, which is a favorite, there it is, that I love to put into my smoothies, by the way. It's part of, see, I mean, that's part of the reason why this is green. I put that in, high density nutrition, that's also 20% off. And it's more, all of these are discounted for today until 11 a.m. Central Time tomorrow morning. And then on top of that, we've got vendor discounts that are just extraordinary, from Next Level Health, the dopamine gum, the Gaia Herbs supplements. We've got the Sunbiotics probiotics, Nutrex Hawaii astaxanthin supplements, the Protovite daily multivitamin liquid supplement. We just interviewed the founder, Sirthrival supplements with Daniel Vitalis, and so much more. Everything is discounted at a level that usually you're just never going to see. So take advantage of this now while you can. Shop with us here at healthrangerstore.com. And remember, this focus, this is only good for today up until tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. So take advantage of it while you can. Thank you for your support. You get the free bonus items. You get the doorbuster discounts. You're going to get the most nutrition for your dollar more than any other time of the year. And you'll help support a good cause, which is, of course, our store, our platforms, our AI models that we give back to you free of charge with all kinds of information about health, herbs, nutrition, and so much more. So you help us, we help you, and we're going to give you the best value of the whole year right now here at healthrangerstore.com during this Black Friday sale. Thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.